献上默祷。
Please remain standing. We are now going to offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢赞美你的圣名。
Our dear, merciful, and loving Father, we praise thee.
因为你每分每刻都在看顾祝福着我们。
Because you have been taking care of us every single second.
你不单只创造了我们。
Not only that you have created us,
更养活了我们。
You have also reared us.
你给我们空气、阳光、雨水。
Not only you have given us the air, the water,
我们在世上的生命得到维持。
And also nourish all of our lives in this world.
你从来没有向我们收过一分一毛钱。
Never once have you collected money from us.
但是我们却每分钟享受你的恩典。
But we have enjoyed this.Blessings from you every second.
你赐给我们身体健康。
And you have bestowed with us the health.
让我们可以去我们想去的地方。
So that we can go to places where we wish.
让我们可以工作。
So that we can work.
你赐给我们家庭。
And so that we will have family.
让我们孤单的时候得到依靠。
When we're lonely, we have something to depend on.
你赐给我们智慧。
And you've given us wisdom.
让我们可以明白很多的事情。
So that we understand many things.
能够可以在世上工作。
So that we can work in this world.
主啊，你不单是创造我们的主。
Oh Lord, you are not only the creator of all of us.
更是我们最好的朋友。
You are as well our best friend.
我们常常遇到孤单的时候，很希望有人可以跟我们分担。
In times of loneliness, we often wish a friend that we can be with.
当我们生病的时候，希望有人可以帮助我们。
And also when times of sickness, we wish someone who can help us.
当我们迷失的时候，希望有人可以带领我们。
When we're lost, we wish someone who can lead us.
当我们寂寞的时候，希望有人可以安慰我们。
When we're lonely, we wish someone who can console us.
但是我们知道，我们的朋友常常可能会不在。
But we do know that our friends may not be always with us.
不一定会在最需要的时候在我们身边。
They may not be with us at the moment when we need them the most.
也不需要可以帮助到我们。
And you know how to help us.
主啊，我们昨天已经查考过。
Oh Lord, yesterday we have already studied on.
你是全宇宙当中唯一的真神。
You are the only true God in this entire universe.
你有全能的力量。
And you have this power.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, we praise you.
你再一次把亲戚朋友带到你的会堂，你的圣殿。
Because once again, you have brought forth your relatives and friends before you.
今天晚上，我们再一次要被真理的亮光来光照。
And today, we are going to be shown with the light of truth.
愿你的圣灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be present with us.
亲自的带领今天晚上的布道聚会。
And to guide us through this evening service.
打开你仆人的口。
And to open the mouth of your servants.
让他可以见证福音的奥秘。
So that the testimony can speak of a profound mystery.
求你也带领我们的诗班。
May you also guide our choir.
在圣灵带领之下，唱出感人的歌声。
Through the guidance of Holy Spirit, we will present a touching hymn.
我们更求你打开我们会中的心门。
And may you also open up the hearts and minds of the listeners.
让我们可以看到福音的奥妙。
So that we can see the mystery of this truth.
能够从你的话语里面得到造就，得到生命。
And from your words that we can receive life and edification.
让我们可以认识主耶稣，你是我们最好的朋友。
So that we can know that you are our best friend.
主啊，我们今天都来到你的面前。
Today we are before you.
求你祝福我们。
May you bless all of us.
赐给我们平安。
To give us all the peace.
愿一切荣耀颂赞归于主耶稣基督里的圣名。
May glory and all the exaltation be unto your name.
直到永永远远。
Until forever.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
再一次的欢迎各位朋友们来参加我们第二个晚上的布道聚会。
I would like to once again extend our welcome to all of our friends and relatives attending our evening service tonight.
我们今天晚上还是继续要请远道从台湾而来的赵明阳传道给我们见证福音。
And this evening we would like to invite Preacher Zhao again. He has come from afar to testify for us.
他为我们要讲到的题目是耶稣是至好的朋友。
This evening he's going to share with us the topic Jesus is our best friend.
人生有很多的朋友。
We have many friends in this world.
但是哪一个才是至好的呢？
But which one of them is our best?
最可靠的呢？
Are they the most reliable?
最能够帮助我们的呢？
Are they the most Are they the one who can give us the most assistance?
现在要把时间交给赵传道。
Now we're going to give the sermon unto the hands of Preacher Zhao. May the Lord bless us.
In the name of Jesus Christ, 开始讲道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
非常高兴，也欢迎我们亲爱的朋友在今天晚上再次的播控来参加布道会。
I'm very pleased to see all of our friends and relatives who have spared your time this evening to attend the evangelical service.
我们都是热爱追求真理的。
And we are all those who are pursuing after the truth.
相信这样的心智耶稣基督会来纪念我们大家。
I believe this kind of advocacy God will remember.
那么我们昨天跟各位一起来介绍我们所相信的耶稣基督。
And yesterday we have introduced Jesus Christ.
他是独一的真神。
He is the only true God.
也是人类的救主。
He is also the Savior of all mankind.
他是我们灵魂的父亲。
And he is also the Father of our souls.
他更是我们最好的朋友。
He is also our best friend.
俗话有一句话这么说。
There's a saying going this way.
我们在家的时候呢，是靠父母。
When we're at home, we rely on our parents.
但是我们出外呢，就要靠朋友了。
When we're out of the home, we have to rely on our friends.
我们有朋友就不孤单。
With friends, you'll never be lonely.
也可以得到帮助。
And you can also receive assistance.
好的朋友呢，会影响我们一生。
Good friend will influence you the rest of your life.
让我们有学习的对象。
So that we have someone who can be our role.
但是呢
model.
万一交到不好的朋友。
But in the case of making bad companies.
它对我们的影响也是很大的。
That kind of influence can be substantial.
人不能没有朋友。
As men, we cannot have no friends.
但是我们也不可以乱交朋友。
But we cannot be friend just with anybody.
在我们的周围有很多的朋友。
And around us, there are many friends that we have.
有些朋友是快乐的时候，他就在你的旁边。
Some friends, they are only with us when we are in the happy moment.
但是当你忧伤的时候，他就不见了。
But in times of sorrow, these friends disappear.
当你成功的时候，他来祝贺你。
And when you are successful, they are here to bless you.
但是当你失败的时候呢，就不见人影了。
But when you fail, these are the friends who disappear from you.
当然我们有好的朋友。
And of course, we have good friends.
当我们哀伤的时候，他还是陪伴在我们身边。
In times of sorrow, they still be with us.
他陪我们一起哭泣。
They were with us to cry together with us.
他的眼睛流着我们的眼泪。
Weeping with the tears that we have.
让我们很受感动。
So that we are more, all the more touched.
但是他的能力是有限的。
But then his ability is so limited.
他想帮助我们，但是他却莫可奈何。
Even though your friend may want to help you, but there is only so much that he can do.
友情是可贵的。
And friendship is precious.
但难免有遗憾。
But then there's times that is very regretful.
所以我们寻遍的这个世界呢，得到知音也能够真正帮助我们的朋友呢，确实不多。
So looking around this world, if we could say that there are friends who really can help us, it's only a handful.
那么我们今天介绍耶稣就是我们最好的朋友。
So today I would like to introduce Jesus Christ. He is the best friend that we can have.
他不但是高居在天上的独一真神。
Not only he is the one who dwells high above, and is the one true God.
他也贴近我们。
And he is also close to us.
他来到这个世界。
And he has come to this world.
跟我们住在一起。
To dwell with us.
要与人同在。
And to be present with all men.
他就像一个好的朋友一样。
It is likened to a good friend.
那么要成为一个最好的朋友啊。
And in order to become a best friend,
我想应该要具备一些条件。
I believe there are certain criteria to it.
那么耶稣这位最好的朋友呢，他到底跟其他的朋友有什么不一样呢？
And as a best friend, just like Jesus, what is he different from the rest of our best friends?
我们可以从圣经来查考几点。
From a scripture, we can look a few points.
首先这位朋友呢，他是无所不能的。
First of all, this friend is omnipotent.
我们有很多的朋友，但是他们的能力都是受限制的。
Of course, we have a lot of best friends, but they are limited by their ability.
我们请看马可福音第十章。
Please turn to Book of Mark, chapter 10.
马可福音第十章，我们请看二十七节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 27.
十章二十七节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 27.
耶稣看着他们说：“在人是不能，在神却不然。”因为神凡事都能。耶稣基督他既然是天上的真神。
And since Jesus is the Heavenly Father,
他创造宇宙万物。
He created the universe and everything.
他也掌管我们的生命。
And he also controls our lives.
所以他的能力是不受限制的。
So that his ability is not limited.
有很多的朋友，他固然愿意帮助我们，但是他力量是有限的。
Of course, there are many friends who would like to help us, but they can only do so much.
他要跟我们做朋友。
They want to be with us as a friend.
这一位无所不能的神。
And this God, that is so powerful.
他要成为我们最好的朋友。
That he want to become our best friend.
我们应该要展开我们的双手来拥抱他。
So we must extend our arms to hold him.
那这位最好的朋友啊。
So this best friends that we have.
他有永远的爱。
And he has everlasting love.
他无所不能，但他也永不改变。
Not only he carries immense power, he will never change as well.
他永远是信实可靠的。
He's the one who is always faithful and loyal.
因为他已经准备了要用永远的爱来爱我们。
Because he has already prepared himself to love all of us everlastingly.
我们请看耶利米书三十一章。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 35.
三十一章。
Excuse me, Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章
，Jeremiah chapter 31。
我们请看第三节。
Please read verse 3。
古时耶和华向以色列显现，说：“我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱来吸引你。”读到这里，天上的神呐、啊，他已经预备了永远的爱要来爱我们。
So our heavenly Father has already prepared the everlasting love.For us,
朋友的爱没有办法存到永远。
The love of a friend can never be everlasting.
有时候他已经改变了。
At times it changed.
因为利益的关系，他可能已经不再跟我们有好的关系。
Because of conflict of interest, maybe such a kind of love will change.
他跟我们作伴。
Maybe they can accompany us.
但是至终啊，他总是要离开的时候。
But the end.There will be a time where this friend has to depart from us.
这个世界上有很多物质的诱惑。
Because this world, there is full of material temptations.
人的情感是常常在改变的。
And the emotions of human changes over time.
天上的神他是永不改变的。
And our Heavenly Father will never change.
他没有转动的影子。
There's no shakeable shadows, so to speak.
永远是稳定的。
He is someone who is always stable.
他是信实可靠的。
He's faithful. He's dependent.
哪怕是我们已经不在世上了，他还是爱我们的。
Even when the time we're not in this world, he's going to love us forever.
他活着的时候，活着的时候，他爱我们的生命。
While we're still alive, he loves all of our lives.
当我们离开的时候，他也接纳我们的灵魂。
When we depart, he also accepts.Our soul.
所以他的爱是永远的爱。
Therefore, his love is everlasting.
这位好朋友呢，他永远不把我们忘记。
And this best friend will never forget about us.
我们请看以赛亚书四十九章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚书四十九章。
Isaiah chapter 49.
四十九章，我们从十四节来看。
Chapter 49, let's read from verse 19.Excuse me, verse 14.
锡安说：“耶和华离弃了我，主忘记了我。”这里的锡安是指着以色列百姓。
The Zion that is in reference to the Israelite.
他们遭遇患难的时候，就说神已经离弃我们了，忘记我们了。
He said, "The Lord has forsaken me and forgotten about me."
但是神借着先知呢。告诉以色列百姓。
But then through the prophet, God has told the Israelites.
他说：“妇人怎么会忘记她吃奶的婴孩呢
？”That can a mother forget the baby at her breast?
然后不怜惜她所生的儿子，不会这样的。
And have no compassion on the child she has born?
如果真的有忘记她自己的孩子的
，Though she may forget,
我却不忘记你。
I will not forget you.
他永远把我们放在心上。
He will always place us in his heart.
所以十六节就说了，把我们刻在他的掌上。
Therefore, at verse 16 it says, he will engrave us on his palms.
这位神，他的眼目呢，常常在看顾我们。
So this God, is always watching over us.
所以他不但用永远的爱来爱我们。
Not only he loves us with everlasting love.
他把我们放在他的手上。
He also places us in the palm of his hand.
好像心肝宝贝一样。
And just like someone that he really treasured.
所以圣经这样来形容啊，非常的贴切，让我们很清楚。
This kind of description in the Bible is very relevant to all of us.
这样的好朋友。
And this kind of good friend.
我们有什么理由拒绝呢？
Is there any kind of reason that we can reject him?
我们只能够决定让主耶稣成为我们最好的朋友。
We can only decide to have him as our best friend.
那我们继续来谈，那主耶稣怎么样爱我们？
Then let's continue to talk about how Jesus loves us.
他为什么是我们最好的朋友？
Why is he our best friend?
他在什么事上成为我们最好的朋友？
In what kind of situation that he's our best friend?
他会为我们做什么事呢？
What's the kind of things that he can do for us?
好朋友当然就要分担忧愁。
And of course, as a good friend, he will share with us our sorrow.
我们请看马太福音十一章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
我们请看二十八节到三十节。
Let's read verse 28-30.
马太福音十一章二十八节到三十。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28-30.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。三十节，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。这里是主耶稣啊，对这个苦难的世界啊，发出一个挑战，也是一个邀请。
So this is how Jesus is challenging the sorrow of this world.
他说，劳苦担重担的可以到我这里。
He says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened."
他竟然这么大胆的来做一个挑战跟邀约。
And this is quite a bold statement to challenge.
到主耶稣面前来做什么呢？
So what do we do coming before him?
他说，我使你们得安息。
He says here, "I will give you rest."
所以他要让我们得到安息。
So he will give us the rest.
他要担当我们的担子。
And he will take up our yoke.
要分担我们的忧愁。
And he will take up our burden.
他主动邀请。
And he has proactively invited us to do so.
不需要我们去要求他。
We don't need to request from him.
他已经主动对这个世界的苦难发出一个挑战。
Because he has initiated himself to challenge us over the burdens that we have.
这样说的人呢，有两种，他如果不是骗子，那他就是天上的神。
So there are only two kinds of people who can say that. One is a liar, or either the other will be our true God in heaven.
他当然不是骗子。
Of course, he's not a liar.
他就是天上的神。
He is our heavenly God.
这么好的朋友啊。
And he's such a good friend.
永远在我们的身边。
He's with us forever.
他的爱是这么肯定的。
His love is so sure.
我们就把我们的忧愁带到他面前来吧。
So we must bring our sorrow before him.
他真的是我们最好的朋友。
He is truly our best friend.
这位好朋友，他还要为我们做什么事情呢？
So what's the kind of things that this best friend will do for us?
我们再看约翰福音十五章。
Please turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十五章，我们请看。十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 13.
约翰福音十五章十三节。
John chapter 15, verse 13.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。我们来看十五节。
Let's skip to verse 15.
以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友。因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。这里啊，告诉我们主耶稣为我们做了两件非常伟大的事情。
So it tells us right here that Jesus has done two great things for us.
他把从父那里所听见的奥秘的都告诉了我们了。
One of which is that he has made known to us the things that he has learned from our Father.
他来到世上呢，要传天国的福音。
And he is in this world to preach the gospel of heaven.
所以这位好朋友呢，是把好消息传给我们的。
So this good friend has passed on the good news to us.
那这个好朋友他给我们什么好消息呢？
And what's the kind of good news that this good friend has given us?
他不是告诉我们说什么地方啊， 那个 supermarket 正在打折。
He didn't tell us if any of the supermarket is having sales.
他告诉我们不是关乎肉体的这个问题。
And he's not telling us things that is of flesh.
是别人不能够告诉我们的。
It is something that others cannot tell us otherwise.
是福音的奥秘。
It is the mystery of the gospel.
告诉我们呢，天国的永生的福乐。
He has told us the everlasting happiness of this gospel.
他要指引我们得救的道路。
And he wants to guide us through this path of salvation.
这是一般世界的人所不能够告诉我们的。
And this is not something that can be told by ordinary people in the world.
也是他们所不懂的。
And also something that they will never comprehend.
所以这位好朋友当毫无保留的。
So this friend has not hold back of anything.
把天大地大的好消息给了我们。
So he has given us this greatest news of all.
他对我们是毫不隐藏的。
And he has never hide anything from us.
他完全跟我们分享。
And he has shared with us totally.
告诉我们天国的奥秘。
And also told us the mystery of this heaven.
所以在四卷的福音书里面呢，就记录了主耶稣他有很多次的这个讲道他传天国的福音。
So in these four books of gospel, there are many times that he testified about the gospel of heaven.
引导我们呢，能够认识这个得救的道路。
So it is in guidance of us to know more of the salvation.
那么，这最好的朋友呢，他不但为我们做的这些事。
So not only this good friend has done so many things for us.
另有一件事情就是十三节所说的。
And also another thing that is mentioned at verse 13.
他说什么是最伟大的爱心呢
？It says here, greater love has no one than this.
就是人为他的朋友来舍命啊。
That he laid down his life for his friends.
真的不容易。
It is not an easy matter.
这位好朋友竟然爱我们，爱到牺牲他自己的生命啊。
This best friend that we have loved us till the extent that he is willing to lay his life for us.
他毫不隐瞒的把这一个天国的奥秘告诉我们了。
And not only he has shared with us the mystery of heaven.
他给了我们他所有的东西。
And he has also given us everything that he had.
他给了我们他的生命。
And he has given us his life.
爱没有比这个更大的。
And such a kind of love cannot be surpassed by any others.
那么随时有我们生命，到底他可以从我们这里得到什么益处啊？
So by giving us all of these, what's the kind of benefits that God will get?
有些人看起来是朋友，但是他的牺牲是有所为的，就是说他是要获得其他的，他有企图的。
There are some friends of ours that may treat us very well for a purpose.
给了对方一个好处，但是他要得到更大的好处。
He says, given us a favor, but they are asking a much bigger favor in return.
但是主耶稣的爱是毫不保留。
But then the love of Jesus is not, has never hold back.
他就是爱。
He is love.
他甘愿这样来舍弃。
He's more than willing to sacrifice himself.
他有资格讲这句话。
He is the one who's more than qualified to say this.
他真的为我们钉在十字架上。
And he has crucified himself on the cross.
你看这位好朋友爱我们爱到死。
You can see that such a good friend, that he has loved us till the extent of death.
为我们来舍命。
And he has laid down his life for us.
我们真的没有理由来拒绝。
There's no one reason that we should refuse him.
我们只能够决定爱主耶稣更多，我们只能够这样选择。
The only decision that we can have is to love him.
我们不能够选择我不爱主耶稣，我只能够选择我要更爱主耶稣。
So we cannot choose not loving him. We can only choose to love him.
看，这样最好的朋友在世界是找不到的。
And this kind of good friend you will never find in this world.
那么我们再谈这位好的朋友跟我们的关系。
So let's talk about the relationship between this best friend and us.
他完全的舍弃，但是也完全的接纳。
He has given us his entirety, but he has also accepted us in entirety.
他的爱是没有条件的。
His love has no condition.
他不是选择性的爱。
And it is not his love bear no conditions.
也不是被动的爱。
And he is not passive love.
也不是有企图的爱。
The love bears no purpose.
也不是有条件的爱。
And the love bears no conditions.
他的爱是主动的。
His love is proactive.
他的爱是没有企图的。
And his love bears no intentions.
他的爱是没有条件的。
And his love bears no conditions.
这个妈妈跟小孩子说，这次考一百分啊，我才买玩具给你。
If the mother were to say to the child that if you were to have full score on your exam, I'll buy a toy for you.
看起来是她为了鼓励这个小孩子读书。
It seems that this mother is encouraging her son to study.
你应该这么说。
But then you should say this.
你好好读书。
If you study well,
只要你尽力。
If you try your best,
你纵使考不好没有关系。
Even though you may not score well in your exam,
你永远是我的孩子。
You're my child forever.
妈妈要爱你。
And I'll love you.
那这样的话，这个爱会比较好一点的。
And I think that to say it this way, it probably will be better.
但是我每一天都跟小孩子说，你要乖，你要表现好，你要成绩要进步，我才要买什么东西给你。
But then what we say every day is to ask our child to perform first, and then we'll reward them.
耶稣并不是这么说的。
But that's not what Jesus said.
他的爱也不是这样的。
And his love is not likewise.
我们可以来看看罗马书第五章。
Please turn to Book of Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章，我们从第六节来看。
Let's read from verse 6.
罗马书五章第六节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 6.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。第七节。
Verse 7.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死，或者有敢做的。八节。
Verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在此向我们显明了。这里是告诉我们说，我们还软弱，不认识耶稣，可是他已经为我们定死在十字架上。
Here it says that even before we come to believe in the Lord, and even when time were still weak, he has already died for us.
并且呢，他已经计划预定好了。
And also he has planned
beforehand. 定了一个日期。
And also, he has fixed a date.
所以他这个爱呢是有计划的。
So this love is planned.
在他的计划里头是确定的。
In his plan, this is for sure.
并且呢，在历史上呢，已经找了一个时间把它定下来。
So in time of history, it has already fixed.
表示这是确定不改变的。
Because this, since this is a fixed matter, you will never change.
这是他为我们所做的。
This is what he has done for us.
孩子如果听到妈妈说，你很好啊，什么时候啊，我要带你去玩，我要买什么东西来奖赏给你，哇，他一定很高兴，因为确定了时间地点都已经讲清楚了。
If you tell your child exactly when you're going to buy something for him or her, or going to take him or her for vacation, for sure, they will be very pleased because it's something that is already fixed.
而且这个爱是主动的哦。
Because that's kind of love that is active.
是，他不是说我们要求他的时候他才这样做的。
We did not get it because we requested for it.
有些朋友的爱是比较被动。
Some of our friends, the kind of love they have is very passive.
我们不好意思开口了，他也勉强帮助我们了。
So even though we kind of reluctant to open up ourselves for help, but they still help us anyway.
但是主耶稣不是这样。
But the Lord is different.
他不管我们有没有决定要爱他，他已经先爱我们。
Doesn't matter we decide to love him or not, he has already decided to love us.
我们一思考的时候就会感动的。
When we think about it, we will be inspired.
那第七节是谈到说主耶稣的爱是没有条件的。
And it also says here that God's love has no conditions.
没有选择的。
There's no choice.
他为所有的人呐来牺牲。
He has died for all of us.
他没有想我这样的牺牲有没有价值。
He never thought about the kind of sacrifice that he laid down, is worthy or not.
他不是设定我要为哪些对象来牺牲。
And he did not set a perimeter as to who he wanted to save.
所以他的爱不是选择的。
His love is not the kind of love that he can choose.
也是没有条件的。
It is a love without conditions.
这才是真正的爱。
This is the kind of true love that we're talking about.
我们应该要体会到。这样伟大的爱。
So we must try to feel this kind of immense love.
那么接着呢，我们要来看一段 圣经里面的主耶稣他在世上传福音的时候啊，所发生的一件事情。
And while Jesus was preaching in this world, there's one incident that I would like to share with you.
这个故事呢，就已经充分的说明了主耶稣真的就是我们最好的朋友。
And this story in itself proves that he is the best friend of us.
因为他完全的接纳。
Because he has accepted our entirety.
被社会所遗弃的人。
For people who have been forsaken by the society.
孤单无助的人。
For those who are lonely, those who are helpless.
被良心责备的人。
And for those who have been pricked by their conscience.
被看为是罪人的。
And those who have been regarded as sinners.
主耶稣主动亲近他。
God has actively drawn near to them.
主耶稣特别爱他。
God, Jesus specially loved them.
主耶稣做了别人不敢做的事情。
And Jesus has done something that no other dared to do.
主耶稣做了那些自以为清高的道德家他们所不屑的事情，主耶稣做了。
There are things that those people with high moral standards that didn't care about doing that Jesus did.
他真的是我们最好的朋友。
He is truly our best friend.
我们请看圣经路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Book of Luke, chapter 19.
十九章，我们从第一节看到第十节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 10.
路加福音十九章第一节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 1.
耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，二节。
Verse 2.
有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。三节。
Verse 3.
他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见。四节。
Verse 4.
就跑到前头爬上桑树要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣到了那里抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。六节。
Verse 6.
他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。七节。
Verse 7.
众人看见都私下议论说，他竟到罪人家里去住宿。八节。
Verse 8.
撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁就还他四倍。九节。
Verse 9.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。十节。
Verse 10.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。这段故事啊，我们慢慢读啊，其实也会很受感动。
So if you try to read this passage slowly, you may be inspired by it.
主耶稣要被钉十字架之前的几天呢？
Before a couple of days before Jesus was crucified.
他最后一次经过耶利哥城。
And that was the last time that he passed by the city of Jericho.
看起来他不一定需要经过这个城。
Of course, there's no need for him to pass by this city.
可是主耶稣为了一个人，他到这个城去。
And because of this one person that he came to this city.
这是一个什么样的非凡的人物啊？
So this person of a celebrity.
他是一个社会的边缘人，社会所遗弃他的。
He is someone who has been disregarded by the society.
爱众人所爱的，这是流行。
And if you love those people that everyone loves, then it's only mere popularity.
我们敢去爱别人不想爱的，而需要爱的，那是真正的勇气。
And if you dare to love someone who is not loved by many, then it is courage.
这是一个最后的机会哦。
This is one last chance.
主耶稣在世上工作的时候，他很多次经过耶利哥城。
When Jesus was working in this world, he has passed by Jericho many times.
但是他把这最后一次的机会给了这个城的人，这个特别的这个人叫做撒该。
So he has given this last trip to Jericho for this person by the name of Zacchaeus.
那这个撒该啊，他的名字的意思呢是很好的一个意思。
So the name Zacchaeus bears a very good meaning.
就是公正的、圣洁的。
It means that justness and also holiness.
但是他所做的事情是不公正的，不圣洁的。
But then in actual fact, the things that he has done was not holy and was not just at all.
很多人有好的名字啊，但是没有好的行为。
Many people bear a good name, but they don't have a good deeds.
他的父亲给他取这个名字是希望他能够行事啊公正圣洁啊，但是他恰恰相反。
The reason why the father gave him such a name is that he wanted his son to be a person of justice and also holiness.
因为他利用他的职权方便，职权上的方便呢，
but,
他去不法的得利啊。
But then he has done just the opposite, that he used the powers that he has gotten to earn a profit from unscrupulous means.
他不但得了他不该得的利益，
not only has received a profit that he is not supposed to receive,
他用不法的手段来得到。
And he has done it through unscrupulous means.
并且在他的同胞眼中呢，他是为那个统治他们的那个国家来做事情。
And in the eyes of people, that they regarded him as someone who worked for the controllers of the nation.
这是很不应该的。
And it is not supposed to be that way.
他是一个税吏长，还是这一行里头的这个领导人呢？
Not only he is a tax collector, he is a chief of tax collector.
因为这样呢，已经为他累积了很多的财富了。
And because of that, he has accumulated himself much wealth.
所以人家就认定他是一个财主。
So people think of him as a wealthy person.
他的地位很高。
His status is very high.
但是他的道德很低。
But then his morale is very low.
他的名字是公正圣洁的，但是他行为是相反的。
His name is just and holy, but then his deeds are just the other way.
他的钱财很多，但是他的朋友很少。
He has many, a lot of money, but then he has only a few friends.
他有一个特点，就是他的身材并不高。
There's one thing special about him that he's very short.
可是呢，他听到很多人在谈论耶稣啊。
He heard about many people talk about Jesus.
果真，耶稣就在今天要经过这个城了。
And true enough, Jesus was about to pass through this city.
所以他就抱着好奇的心要来看耶稣。
So with a sense of curiosity that he wanted to see Jesus.
但是有两个困难。
But then there are two difficulty for him.
第一个，人太多了，把他挡住了。
One of which is the crowd is going to block him.
第二个，他身材比较矮。
And secondly, that he's very short.
其实还有一个背后最重要的原因啊，是因为他的心里呢有障碍。
And I think there's one more thing.Which is that he has barrier in his heart.
这样的人啊，不敢在大庭广众之前呢、啊、来抛头露面的。
So this person like this, they're not exposing themselves in front of the public.
但是他有头脑，他知道耶稣经过这个地方，他就往前，就爬上一棵桑树啊，躲在这个树叶丛中啊，要来安静的这个暗中啊来看耶稣。
But then he has this mind for it. Then he decided to climb up a sycamore fig tree in order to see Jesus.
等到耶稣来到这棵树下的时候
，And when Jesus came to this tree,
他的脚就停住了。
And then Jesus stopped.
然后抬头就向着树上的撒该这样大声喊着说
，And looked up and said to Zacchaeus,
撒该，快下来。
He said, Zacchaeus, come down.
如果我们是撒该。可能吓一跳，差一点就摔下来。
And if I were to be Zacchaeus, I probably would be shocked and probably fell off from a tree.
耶稣怎么知道我在树上
？How did Jesus know that I'm on the tree?
他怎么知道我的名字叫撒该
？How did he know that my name was Zacchaeus?
再来
，And also,
今天我必住在你家里。
Jesus said that I must stay at your house today.、
啊、我是罪人啊
！And he thought that he was a sinner.
没有人爱的
，Nobody loved.
人人喊我该杀，该杀的。我的名字虽然是撒该，但是我是该杀的。
And all the people regarded me as someone has to be killed.
啊，为什么耶稣爱我
？But why Jesus loved me?
他跟我做朋友。
And want to be friends of me.
他住到我的家。
And also want to come to my home.
他的世界改变了。
His world changed.
在几秒钟当中改变了。
It's only a mere seconds that his world has changed.
耶稣对撒该来讲是一个贵人，是一生当中难得的一见的贵人。
And Jesus was the most important of his lifetime.
有些人我们见他一辈子一次的时候呢，我们就痛苦一辈子。
And there are some people, when we meet them once in our lifetime, and we are, that's probably the most disastrous thing that ever happened to our life.
但是撒该他一见耶稣的时候，他的整个生命改变了。
But then the moment when Zacchaeus met Jesus, his life changed.
因为这里头有主耶稣爱的爱。
Because there is the love of Jesus within it.
那么他急忙的下来。
So then he quickly came down.
他要来接待耶稣了。
And he wanted to receive Jesus.
但是旁边有很多人啊。
But then there were a lot of people who saw it.
众人看到这一幕的时候就批评了。
So then people talk about it.
耶稣竟然到罪人的家里去住啊。
That why Jesus has gone to the home house of sinner.
他是撒该很恭敬的人站在主耶稣面前。
And then Zacchaeus has stood up before the Lord.
好像学生站在老师面前一样。
And just like the student stood before their teacher.
他怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
他说主啊。
He said, Lord.
他以前是把钱当成主人，他是现在改变了，把耶稣当成主人。
In the past, he regarded money as his Lord, but then now he regarded Jesus as his Lord.
但是犹太人他们说主啊的时候呢，不单只是仆人对主人的这样一个称呼。
When the Jews they called out Lord, not only as a servant to a master,
它有宗教向上的这样的意涵
and there is also religious significance to it.
就是天上的神
that is in reference to the heavenly Father.
就是希伯来话的这个 Adonai, 就指的专用在天上的神这个称呼上
In Hebrew, it means that this one God from heaven.
他怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
我决定把我所有的钱一半。我一半的财产帮助穷人。
He says that I'm going to give up half of my possession for the poor.
我以前欺骗了谁，我还他四倍。
In the past, if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I'll repay them four times.
努力了一辈子才有这些钱呐。
And he has spent all his lifetime to gain all this wealth.
啊，违背良心，出卖人格啊，才得到这些钱呐。
He's gone against conscience. He has gone against his morale.In order to gain all this wealth,
财产的一半周济穷人，还讹诈谁？还他四倍，他肯定会破产。如果我们这里啊，经济学家，我们好好算一算，他肯定会破产的。
So by giving half of his possession to the poor and also paying four times for people he has cheated, he probably has gone into bankruptcy by our standard.
这已经不是他所想的。
This is not what he was thinking about.
这两个动作，这两件事情呢，证明了两个意涵。
So these two actions that he's taken has proven two things.
他要弥补他的过错。
One of which is to make up what he has missed in the past.
他要用四倍的代价呢来弥补他的过错。
And that is the four, that is, we're talking about four times of the amount to repay what he has done in the past.
因为他知道他错了。
Because he knew that he was wrong.
然后呢，他要像主耶稣这样去爱人。
And then he wanted to love others just like Jesus.
主耶稣没有要求他。
Jesus didn't ask him to do so.
主耶稣用主动的爱给他，然后让他在爱里头觉醒过来。
So because Jesus said love him first, therefore Zacchaeus has come to his consciousness about Jesus' love.
那些人敌对，并没有让撒该改变。
So the rivalry of these people did not change Zacchaeus at all.
他们批评也没有让撒该来改变。
So the criticism did not change Zacchaeus at all.
但是主耶稣说，我要住在你家里。
But then Jesus said that I am going to stay at your home.
几秒钟之间他就改变了。
In a few seconds, that changed everything.
主动的。
That was proactive.
他不是在仇恨当中觉醒。
And he did not come to realization in time of hatred.
他在主耶稣的爱里头觉醒过来。
So he has come to realization in Jesus' love.
非常伟大的爱。
It is immense love.
我们看看主耶稣他的爱到底为什么能够这样的来改变撒该。
So we could see how Jesus has changed Zacchaeus with his love.
主耶稣对他说。
And Jesus said to him,
快下来。
He said, come down.
你不可能永远躲在树上。
You cannot always hide in the trees.
你要面对人群。
You will have to face the crowd.
你要面对现实。
You have to face the reality.
你要面对你的过错。
You have faced your past iniquities.
你要面对仇视敌对你的人。
And you have to face your enemies.
更重要的。
And the most important of all.
我们要来面对耶稣。
You must face Jesus.
快下来。
You must come down immediately.
改变你的位置。
So that to change your position.
你的位置不是在树上。
Your position is not supposed to be at the trees.
你要下来。
And you must come down.
要恭敬地站在耶稣的面前。
So that you must stand loyally before the Lord.
所以主耶稣的爱是爱那不可爱的。
So Jesus loved those who are hated by others.
爱那个别人不爱的。
So he loved someone that is not loved by others.
而且他说，今天我必住在你家里。
And he said that I must stay at your house tonight.
主耶稣说今天。
Jesus said today.
他不是说明天。
He didn't say tomorrow.
他不是说后天。
He didn't say the day after tomorrow.
他也不是说看看呢。
He did not say that, well, let's see.
Maybe.
Or he said maybe.
哦，不是这样讲的。
He didn't say that.
今天。
He said for sure today.
不是等我有空。
It is not when he has time for it.
所以我今天是特地来了。
So today he has come to him on purpose.
耶利哥城因为有撒该，所以我来了。
Because of the city of Jericho, there is Zacchaeus that I came for.
So
Jesus has loved him with the present love.
并且他说，我必住在你家里。
And he said, I must stay at your house today.
肯定的。
That was very sure.
他不是说看看吧。
He was not ambiguous about it.
也不是说顺便的。
And he was not just swinging by.
他遇见了撒该。
So he met Zacchaeus.
他今天就爱撒该。
And today he loved Zacchaeus.
肯定的。
And he was sure about it.
不疑惑的。
There was no doubt about it.
所以撒该就改变了。
So Zacchaeus changed.
耶稣就是他的贵人。
Jesus was the most important person for him.
我们看到这一段呢，就可以看见了耶稣他是怎么样的完全的接纳每一个人。
So through this passage, we know and we learn how Jesus has loved every one of us.
这样的爱呢是现在的爱。
So this kind of love is present.
是肯定的爱。
It is a love that is very sure of.
所以给我们学习到了一个功课。
And we have learned much from it.
最重要的人。
And the most important person of all.
就是在你旁边的人。
Is the one who is next to you.
最重要的时间。
And the most important time of all.
现在。
It is present.
最重要的事情。
And the most important things of all
去爱
is to love,
去接纳
to accept,
然后他就改变
and he will change.
在最重要的时间
and in the most important time of all,
遇见最重要的人
and you have come across with the most important person of all,
去做最重要的事情
and you have done the most important things of all.
他已经把这个爱解释得很清楚
and his love has very well explained for.
应该大家来就近主耶稣。
And I think it's time for us to draw near to God.
因为他永不让我们失望的。
Because he will never let us down.
感谢主，我们正道的部分到这个地方。
Thanks to grace of God, I'll conclude my service, sermon at this point.
现在我们要来请温哥华教会的青年诗班来唱两首诗歌赞美神。
And now we'll call upon our Vancouver Church Choir to present two hymns.
第一首是Come just as you are.
Our first hymn will be Come just as you are.
第二首就是 Here I am, Lord.
And the second hymn will be Here I am, Lord.
我看到这些青年他们活泼可爱在主里来侍奉，非常的让我们得到欣慰。
Look at all these adorable youth that we have that is serving the Lord. We are very pleased to see them.
我们就用安静的心来聆听这些诗歌。
So with a quiet heart and mind, we will enjoy this hymn they are about to present.
这样年纪的青年呢，很多啊，在外面游荡，放纵他的情欲。
There are many youth of this age is actually hanging outside, doing things of desire.
看到这些青年干干净净的，整整齐齐的，每一个都是帅哥美女。
And looking at these youth, they're all beauties and also handsome young men, and very neatly dressed.
我们看到加拿大的未来，他们就是中间分子。
And we could see the future of Canada because they are the pillars.
如果所有加拿大的青年都是这样，虔诚的、干净的、整齐的，向天上的独一真神来颂赞、感谢。
If all the youth in Canada were to be just like them, neatly dressed, and also honor God, and I think that it will be a great thing.
我想他们应该是真的唱得很不错。
And they have sang very well.
今天晚上唱得比说得好听。
And tonight their singing is much better than the sermon that I spoke.
因为唱诗完之后你们有给他掌声，所以他们唱得比我讲得好。
Because you have applauded for their singing, because their singing is better than my speech.
当然，这一切的荣耀都要归给天上的神。
Of course, all this glory and exaltation should be under to unto the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们大家也一起高声来颂赞神。
So we must also praise our Lord with our loud voice.
我们唱诗263首。
Please sing hymn number 263.